I was walking recently and praying with the Lord, and the Holy Spirit gave me a word. Now, it was for me. I'll share it with you. Maybe it's for some of you here. Just walking and rejoicing and resting in the Lord and talking to the Holy Spirit. Because you see, the Holy Spirit abides. He doesn't flit in and out of our lives. He's always there. And I keep that awareness that whatever I need, whatever answer I need, the Holy Spirit's there to supply. If I just give Him the time and the attention and the faith. And he said, David, you've been preaching for 55 years. This is how the Holy Spirit talks to me. I don't know how He talks to you. He talks to me like a friend. He talks to me as a revelation of the love of God, the combined revelation of the Father and the Son in and through the Holy Spirit. And I hear, he calls my name, by the way. Does he call your name? First thing he does is tell you how much he loves you and he delights in you. And he said, you've been preaching for 55 years, David. You've been all over the world telling everybody how great I am. You've been talking about how I delivered Daniel out of the lion's den, Hebrew children out of the fiery furnace. And you've been telling everybody around the world what a keeper I am. I will save and keep in hard times. And he said, you don't know how hard it's going to be. If you did, you'd be on your knees trembling. But he said, it made it very, very clear to me, All of this preaching for 55 years, were those just words? Were those just platitudes? Now that you are going to be face to face with things you've never seen or heard before, now are you going to begin to doubt me? Are you going to allow these things to enter your heart? These news reports and these things, are you going to allow that now to drag you down? Will you become, you know, the Bible warns in the last day, scoffers will come. And it's possible to become a scoffer. And that is happening now all over the world. People who were examples of faith are being shipwrecked in their faith. You know, Peter said, though everybody fail you, not I. Unless you dare sit in this congregation this morning and say, I would never fail. My faith is strong. I've got good preaching. I have a good church. And I read the word. I could never fail. He said, take heed when you think you stand, lest you fall.